Shalom and good morning. This is yet another opportunity that we take to study the scripture together, verse by verse, book by book, chapter by chapter. It is very rewarding. I want to keep on encouraging all of us to get time just to let the Bible speak into ourselves. We do not only go through the scriptures, but we allow the scripture to go through us. And this morning, we are looking at John, the book of John, chapter 16, and we want to do from verses 16 all the way to 33. We want to do John 16 from verses 16 all the way to 33. And what we want to focus on is the disciples' grief turned into joy. The disciples' grief turns into joy. Jesus had already talked to the disciples who are troubled about how the Holy Spirit would be together with them. And he said that the Holy Spirit of God would come and remind them of the things Jesus taught them. And the Holy Spirit would be a comforter. And the Holy Spirit will be another teacher who will teach them all the truths. And disciples seems not to really get what Jesus was saying. And so he took time and said that your joy would turn, that your grief would turn into joy. How does grief turn into joy? It will be very important for us to look at the cycle of grief so that we see at what time does it turn into joy. There is what we call the downward spiral of grief. And there's a point in which we can be able to turn that grief and then you start to go up. Jesus had already talked about in Hebrews 12 that because of the joy kept before him, he persevered the cross and all the troubles that were before him. So Jesus' grief turned into joy because of what he looked ahead. It changed into joy because he was able to look at what was ahead. He was not happy because of the pain he was going through per se, but he looked at it beyond. Now let's look at the cycle of grief. Every time we go through loss of money, loss of time, loss of a friend, loss of opportunity, loss of the parts of the body, loss of a computer, loss of sight, loss of fame, whatever it is, people go through grief. And it is very natural that God put it that we go through that way. And we start by what we call the first stage. And we have talked about this a lot, a little longer. This is maybe the third time I'm repeating, which is good because disciples are going through grief this time, is that people start, believers, I'm talking about believers here now, they start by not accepting, denial. So the first stage is denial, which is not accepting. And when denial comes, disciples will go through denial that, no, we cannot go through this. Jesus is speaking about hatred. This cannot be. We are his friends. Then number two, you go to the stage two of being angry. You are getting angry that this thing has to happen. Once you realize that It's true that you are already in a loss. You go through anger. Stage three degenerates from anger to bargain. Bargain is when you're trying to persuade an authority. You're persuading God. You're persuading others. You're persuading others just to return back what has gone. You still feel that whoever told you about the loss might not be very true. And even if it is true, something can happen to return what you have lost. But when you go through from the level three, you go to level four, which is about depression. Now, it is at this point we have to look at grief turning into joy. How do we deal with depression? Depression is when you are at the bottom of yourself, is when you have started feeling that you are really very angry. You know, you're down there and you feel that it is too bad, and you feel there's nothing that can happen, and you feel that you are at the valley of the shadow of death, down there. And sometimes you think you are alone. How does that at that point you can either get into deeper depression, vicarious, the one that goes beyond, the one that can keep on recurring year after year, the one that some people can even go to killing themselves, or you can start to go upwards again into what we call acceptance. You go to acceptance about it. Now here, Jesus came in and brought in the truth to the disciples. And what did he do? He said, I want to deal with four things that Jesus dealt with. About four things. Number one, I want to start with the last verse, 33. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. So the first thing Jesus said is to make sure that he tell them before time. Every grief that will turn into joy is as a result of knowing the truth without hiding, and the truth before these things happen. You tell people what they expect. Jesus had already told them that some people will butcher you and they think they are doing a sacrifice to God. That telling people in advance is very important. They say, if you are pre-warned, you are prepared. If you are prepared, you are pre-warned. You see, people who know what to expect, they start their mourning or their grieving process before it has started. So that even as it starts, you've already gone some few steps. You are already in the healing process. Now, when you know what is to expect, you even prepare because of that. So Jesus said, I told you these things so that you may have peace. Now, number two is that Jesus wanted his disciples to have peace. He said, if as you go through this process of grief, I am releasing my peace. And he said, why do you have peace? It's true that the world, you have trouble. You have trouble in this world. You go through very difficulties in this world. But he said, take heart, because I have overcome the world. You have only peace because you know Jesus has already overcome for you. Would it not be good for you to know that the Lord has overcome the world? What did we say the world is? The world is the system that hates God, is the system that is opposed to everything that is called godly. It's knowing that the world is not per se against you, but it is actually against God, is against Jesus. They are not fighting you because they hate you. They don't hate you per se. They hate God. And because you love God and you love Jesus, they want to remove you from God. The moment you get out of Jesus, they will not hate you again because you become one of the world. And so once you know that they are fighting a bigger God, once you know that Jesus is the one that they are fighting, you would take peace because Jesus has never lost a war. He has never lost a battle. And you can take heart because he has overcome the world. So he told them, you have peace. Having peace does not mean absence of turmoil and absence of problem. It is the presence of hope beyond what you're going through. Peace does not mean absence of danger, but it is having hope beyond danger. Is getting to know the results. And how do you know the results? You know the results because you know the one that you are following. So Jesus says, I've told you ahead of time that in the world you have trouble, but take courage. Get peace in me. Get my peace. Why? Because I have overcome. Another thing, Jesus prepared his disciples and told them that this will not take forever. He said this, in a little time, you will not see me. And in a little time, you'll see me. What does that mean? That the grief is a season, is seasonal. It's just a season. We do not live in one season in this way, in this world. There are seasons of growth, there are seasons of dryness. Ecclesiastes says, I think chapter 3, that there is a season for and a time for everything. There's a time and a season to be born and a season to die. There's a season to cry and a season to love. There's a season for grief. There's a season for comfort. Getting to know that this is just a season. And a season will not remain forever. So Jesus took good time to tell the disciples that in a little while, you will not see me because I have gone to the Father. But in a little while, you'll see me and your joy will be complete. He was preparing them that there was a time they would go, Jesus will be going to the cross. And he said that time, you will be grieved, you will weep. He taught them what will happen. And the world will rejoice. That was the time Jesus will be going to the cross. Jesus was telling them it will be a very difficult time for the church of Jesus Christ and even for Jesus. But then he said, after resurrection, their joy will be complete. Did you know that that time they were grieving and weeping? Peter was one of them who started weeping. Grieving. At one time when Jesus died, the disciples hid themselves. That little while, it's a time called little while of grief. The time of grief, the season of grief is called a little while. I want you to be encouraged that a little while will not remain forever. So the disciples deserted Jesus. Disciples followed Jesus at a distance. Disciples would not even, they crossed themselves. Peter left the work and he went back fishing. He misguided others. But in that little while that was going on, Jesus was still an overcomer. Jesus actually was getting the overcoming strength for them. And so I want you to know if you're going through grief because you believe in Jesus, it's just a little while. And the Lord shall bring you, and the Lord shall help you. Bible says that all works together for good for those who trust in God. Jesus did not say that things are good. No, Jesus said that all work together for good. Not Jesus used bad things to make our sides good. Sometimes he used difficulties to make us who we are. But one thing I want to assure you, that your joy, your grief will turn into joy. That little while, that valley of the shadow of death that you're going through right now is a little while. The peace of God, may it keep you. Not the peace that is given in the world, but the peace that God gives. It is the not only in the peace of God, but even the peace of God. The peace that God hath, the peace that Jesus hath, the peace that Jesus knows that as he goes through there, he will be able to overcome. Lord God, may you release the peace in us. And I know the peace of God and the peace in God will be available for us. May you help us to know that it is just a little while. This little while, you turn our grief into joy. I want to pray for that woman. I pray for this man that you may help them turn their grief into joy. Lord, may they know the truth before. And may you send help from the Holy Spirit. May you send help from men and women of Jesus, people who can be able to stand with us as we go through this in Jesus' name.